It's the kind of community where business owners like Jordan Miller bring their dogs to work because they can. Radar spends most of his time in Miller's bike shop on Central Avenue in Seminole Heights. A window cling saying "local is the new black" hangs in the window, echoing the sentiment of the group's beef with Family Dollar in their neighborhood. But Miller said there's more to their opposition than that.
Most of them that I hear seem to be not so much the opposition of Family Dollar as a company, in the things that they sell and the customers that they attract, because, you know, they have customers in this neighborhood. You know, I think there are more Family Dollar customers than people want to admit.
Instead, Miller is worried about the logistics of having a large store in an area where small business reigns supreme. He's watched other Family Dollar stores and noted that there tends to be at least one delivery by a pretty big truck each day. That's something Miller said just won't work on the portion of Florida Avenue where one-way traffic turns into two-way.
The trucks are supposed to be on the DOT roads. They're supposed to be on Florida Avenue. Well, I guarantee their deliveries are not going to always come on Florida Avenue. They're going to come up cross streets. That means they're going to come up Wilder. They're going to come up Hiya, which are two residential streets that were never even constructed for that type of traffic.
But disabled Seminole Heights resident Mauricio Rosas doesn't mind the idea of having a Family Dollar erected in their neighborhood. He suspects the group opposing the new business is more concerned about the type of customers a discount store could attract.
We don't have $100,000, $200,000 people who live in this area in abundance. Sure, there are. But the majority of people in this general area, I believe it's like 56,000 or so, the medium wage. And when they do say these people, to me it does say just low income or homeless or whatever. That's not nice.
Another problem the No Family Dollar group has is that there are enough of the stores in the area already. Their website lists 5 locations within a 2.5-mile radius of the proposed new store. But Family Dollar spokesperson Josh Braverman said that's part of the company's business model, where on average, stores are only 1.5 miles away from each other, generally separated by a man-made or natural boundary.
A lot of those natural trade boundaries would be things like highways. So it's my understanding that some of the stores that are within close proximity to this location are on the other side of a major highway. So when you think about the convenience that we provide in the communities that we serve, it's really about being right there where people live.
And the close proximity of stores caters to some of the company's target demographic, which includes people who don't drive, like disabled resident Rosas. He gets around on foot or on his tricycle with his black lab guide dog, Roscoe. Rosas said the store will be a benefit to him, and he doesn't understand why so many residents are making such a fuss.
It'll bring more people from the community. They'll get to see the other stores that are there, the restaurants, and that should be a good thing.
The building on the 5100 block of Florida Avenue is currently occupied by several small businesses that have been given eviction notices. Family Dollar's Braverman said the previous property owner handled those tenants, not his company.
It's my understanding that the tenants there were given ample notice that was in their lease agreement. None of them were on long-term leases. Most of them were on those short-term leases because they knew that the possibility of a sale by the owner of the property was a real possibility.
Family Dollar opponents still worry those businesses will have a hard time relocating in a struggling economy. But Keith Shaler, CEO of Van Gogh Signs, which is one of the businesses moving out, wrote in an email, "I have never had a better business relationship than the one I have with the owners who lease our space here. They have been nothing but honest and upfront about their intentions." But the company is trying to consider residents' concerns. Family Dollar spokesperson Josh Braverman said there are over 7,000 stores nationwide, and they want to work with residents to make sure the store works in its unique community.
We treat every store individually, so they're not cookie cutter stores. So we want to work with the community to ensure that it's something that we can all be proud of and proud to have in the community.
And Braverman said efforts are already underway to work with the opposition group, who has taken to social network sites to get their message out.
Well, you know, obviously we're monitoring the Facebook site, so we, you know, folks could post questions there if they like, and, you know, we could try to answer them there. We also have, I know that our real estate teams out in the field meeting with some of the local leaders and business leaders out there in the community. So I think the conversations are starting, and I think that those answers will start to come out very quickly.
Seminole Heights business owner Miller said he doubts that will do any good.
They're not going to share, you know, site plans with the community. They're not going to do it unless they have to. And they're not going to entertain just input where people want to give it. It doesn't make sense. It's not cost effective.
Residents against opening a Family Dollar in the community have a Facebook page, No Family Dollar Seminole Heights, and a website, nofamilydollar.com, with more information. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Seminole Heights.